Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shachtman Block Talk Radio Show, the show of honest discernment, intellectual honesty, no lies, no falsehoods. You get nothing but the truth and the facts on this show. The other day I spoke about the defects and positive parts of a democratic system, and I concluded that democracy is the best of all possible worlds. I gave my reasons for it, and I hope you may have agreed with it or seen it as a point. Some of the reasons I favored democracy was that it is a system of political equality, and it is not actual making people actually equal. It says that our system of political, elected government and political equality are good. As I say, democracy is a system of political equality where those of a certain age are given a vote, and it is a system of political equality in which all citizens are empowered over a certain age for political participation. However, democracy has been misinterpreted, extended to the point that all people are actually equal in a democratic system in their talents and abilities. I think that's a false and incorrect interpretation of democracy, which is a system of political equality. I will never be a concert violinist or a nuclear physicist or an epic poet or a leading playwright. I don't think I could be a great actor. In sum, a democratic system does not imply actual personal equality, since we all differ in whatever gifts we may possess. It is a system of government operating through an equal vote and political equality and provides an equal starting point and some equality of opportunity. Second, the idea that all men are equal leads to a second mistake, which leads to a cult, I think, of mediocrity, and therefore the desire of most Americans to see in their elected officials a regular guy. You might say this is a cult of mediocrity, which rejects, in a sense, in our political system, any sort of excellence that may distinguish one of us from another. Since there's a claim that everybody's actually equal in their talents, abilities, and attainment. And so that there's a kind of cult of mediocrity, a leveling occurs that results in a kind of the adulation of the average or mediocre. So as I say, it's a system of political equality, not actual equality, but it's misinterpreted to imply actual equality in talents, which isn't so. It results in a second mistake, a cult of mediocrity, which means that most Americans want to see in their elected officials a regular guy. A cult of mediocrity rejects in any sense any excellence that may distinguish one of us from another, since we are, under this form of thinking, actually equal in talents and abilities. And so a leveling occurs to sort of bring this thinking about in a kind of adulation of the average and mediocre. And this is the second failing of a democratic system. But I still believe in democracy, in which the officials who govern us are subject to the scrutiny of the vote. I think democratic system is good. I don't believe in democracy as merely a form of government because people are actually equal. That isn't true, and you know, and you and I know it isn't true. I believe in democracy. For the following reason, well knowing power, if concentrated in fewer, one person will be abused. Power given to one or few will be abused because on some deep level there is an incorruption in human nature that it cannot be evaded, escaped, or eradicated. So, this is the point. People are not actually equal, but I believe in democracy because I know that power, if concentrated in fewer one person, will be abused. And power given to one or few will be abused because on a deep level there exists an innate corruption in human nature that is inescapable. And this corruption can occur in the traditional marriage where one spouse is independent to the CEO with unlimited power over employees. I believe in democracy not because men are all equal in their talents and abilities, and they're particularly good. They're not particularly good. The idea behind democracy is that most men, if given the chance, are so bad that no man alone can be entrusted with unchecked power over his fellows. I believe in democracy because not because people are actually equal or good, but because I believe that power, if concentrated in the few or one person, will be abused, and because on a deep level there is a corruption in human nature which can emerge where one person is giving unlimited power. I believe in democracy because men are not so good or their talents are equal, but they are so bad that no man alone can be entrusted with unchecked power over his fellows, whether Hitler or Stalin, whether Pol Pot, whether Mao. None, you can see it, it's obvious, nobody can be entrusted with unchecked power over his fellows. I oppose slavery, not because I fear and oppose masters, one person having that unlimited power over others. I oppose slavery, not because I'm concerned about slaves, but because I oppose masters, and that men, if given the chance, will allow their egotism, selfishness, and desire to dominate and to rule, and the baseness and corruption of their hearts will come to full flower. I fear masters, not slaves, not concerned about slaves. I fear and abhor masters because I believe that men, if given the chance, will allow their selfishness and domination and egotism to rule, and the baseness and corruption of their hearts, given the chance of unchecked power, will come to full flower. Democracy, really the idea behind it, is not that all men are equal, but all men are really equally bad and prone to be bad. Democracy distributes and checks power, doing so by a process of election and checks and balances. I believe in democracy not because men are good, they're not particularly good, they're out for themselves because everybody is the same, because everybody's equal, and they're not. It's the best and most possible worlds because it realizes and recognizes that the rule of the few or elite must be subject to the control of the many and majority in order to survive evil which can emerge when one person controls or rules. We have laws. We have many laws to control unlimited human nature, and without them we are barbarians. Unlimited power in one or few or uncontrolled people must give way to the evil that only lies beneath the surface of us all. Democracy and world vision is not a world of good imperfection, but a world which we must have wide control over the one and the one person, like Hitler or Stalin, who can destroy us all. That was what I said in the last time I spoke to you about democracy. I now want to give you another sort of insight into what I wrote about democracy in a book of mine. The book of mine was Essays in the Christian Worldview. And it starts this way. A few days ago when I was browsing at a bookstore in Penn Station, waiting for my Long Island Railroad train, I saw a little book entitled The Future of Freedom, Illiberal Democracy at Home and Abroad by Fareed Zakaria. The book of interested me, and I bought it. And I have no arguments with the author and his pastor, since I owe them both good words for the interest and stimulation the book afforded me. Nevertheless, I found the book deeply disturbing and very unsettling, even examining it. The author, in a section entitled Problems of Democracy, ruled that constitutional liberalism is about the liberation, is about power, is about, a limitation of power. Constitutional world government is about the limitation of power. Democracy is about an accumulation of youth. The author goes on to state, and I find this very, very unsettling and disturbing, but over the past decade, elected governments claiming to represent the people have already encroached on the powers and rights of other elements of society. In another part, the author speaks of the tyranny of the majority, talking about James Madison and Alexis de Tocqueville. And at this juncture, the author goes on to state and argue that many developing countries experience democracy, and it is, their situation has been one where actual majorities have eroded the separation of power and undermined human rights. So I think you should read this section here. He really says this man Zakaria seems to suggest that elective democracy as a form of government is problematic and troublesome. He objects to a form of representative legislature, that is the Congress and lords of the armed forces, and two appointed bodies, the Supreme Court and Federal Reserve System. He says the majority is tyrannical, says we need in our current political system not more democracy, but less, and concludes that those with power should lead. He really says here that when Americans are asked about what institution they respect most, three bodies are always at the top, the Supreme Court, the Armed Forces, and the Federal Reserve System. And he says they have one thing in common, they are insulated from public pressures and operate undemocratically. So he's not very happy with the democratic system. He says the representative political institutions such as the Congress stand at the bottom of most surveys. And he says, disturbingly and shockingly, that we need in politics today is not more democracy, but less. He does say we shouldn't embrace strongmen and dictators, but does suggest that why certain institutions in our society do very well, such as the Federal Reserve and Supreme Court, while others do not fare so well. He says that modern democracies will face challenges, fighting terrorism, adapting to an aging society. And he concludes, this is shocking to me, that those with immense power in our society should embrace their responsibilities and lean and set standards that are not only legal but moral. I haven't read Mr. Sekera's whole book, but he seems to suggest that an elective system of government is bad. He objects to representational to the Congress and lords of the armed forces and Supreme Court and Federal Reserve. He says the majority is tyrannical. He says we need not more democracy but less, and concludes shockingly and endorses that those with power should lead. I find these statements that our system of elective government, of elected representatives, is unwieldy and unworkable and should give way to rules by unrepresentative bodies and those with power. He says that is a better system. I disagree, because Mr. Zakaria makes the mistake that the rule of the few, the elite, it only results in greater and greater evil. It results in the Hitler, it results in the Stalins, it results in the Maos. All over the world you can see systems of government where one or more people wield absolute power, and they are a disaster. Mr. Zakaria is making a big mistake in endorsing the power of the few, and I disagree. I think the power of the few has to be controlled and held in, because I know very well as a Christian and as a person who has studied theology that men are evil, and they are within themselves most evil. And if given the chance on an individual basis, will do many, many things that are awful and unworkable and unbelievable, whether killing 8 million Jews or killing 20 million peasants in Russia. Whatever they do it because they have that absolute power. That's my conclusion. I believe in democracy because the power of the one of the few has to be controlled. And in a majority elective system is a form of control. I believe in it. I think it's correct. And I believe in democracy for the reason, not because men are so good or they're equal, but actually they are quite, quite bad and not equal at all. And if given power, will abuse that power, whether in the form of a traditional marriage or a CEO of a corporation or of the government, where one person has absolute power. Not good. Democracy is the best of all possible worlds. I hope you've enjoyed this talk. And please read my essay, Why I Believe in Democracy, and Essays on the Christian Worldview and Others, on pages 7, 8, 9, and 10 of my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview. Thank you. And I would add that I'm a writer and a speaker, and I regularly appear on the radio and regularly speak on the radio, and I am a writer who has written 10 books and am writing more. I enjoy writing because I think in writing, thoughts can be truly understood and grasped, whereas with images, they are fleeting and they are passive receptacles, which make, as Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, images of television and movies and computers are drugs. He said the Bible was the foundation of Western culture, and he said, more important, that we have to read books that will raise us up. We need our society to be raised up, not to be pulled down, as is the present situation. Good night.